Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Today we are hosting Psychics Gone Wild with Kelly C. I do birth card readings using the Cards of Destiny. And today it's one of those kind of quiet days. It's a Tuesday. We're going to be here from noon to 2 o'clock. Some of our infomercial moments here. Jethro Smith, Psychic Jethro. For any of you who would like to schedule a reading with him, it's at www.jethrosmith.net is his website address. You can also email him at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic at gmail.com, or to schedule another way to schedule a personal reading is at his phone number, which is 928-284-0437. He has a variety of prices, and for people who are on the show, he does discounts for you. And for myself, I am doing readings. I have my business phone is 719-289-4907. Or you can email me at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Alrighty. Jethro and Kay have their new book, The Living in the Psychic Realm, and it's published by Balboa Press. It's now becoming available through the Barnes & Noble booksellers. Sometimes the stores carry them, and sometimes you have to ask for them, and they have to order them. That's what happened when I went there to get my copy. Oh, let's see. We have a variety of lineups. Jethro's been busy this week working to get some different guests on different days. And not going to mention names yet because he hasn't confirmed yet with who is going to be on which day, but he is currently working on that. So by this weekend, we'll have some people come on as guests. So we'll have some shake-ups and variety this weekend. Alrighty, and we have our first caller today here, and I believe I know this lady. Hey, Tristan, how are you doing? Hey, how you doing? We're on the air.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, how did the, today is Tuesday, so what did you find out Monday? When you were...
I called, and they said the same thing to me that they had told the agency, and apparently the agency allows them to dismiss a person if they want to give them that choice, which I found very strange.
Wow. Yeah. You think, you know, like you say, you know, when you're going through an agency, it's like usually, I mean, what I've always known is they usually, you know, if an employer is not happy with you, it's like, you know, they will contact that agency and let them notify you or whatever. So, well, things change, I guess. You know?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know, it's not like it was Kelly Services or anything. It was just
a different temp.
A local Florida.
Oh, local. Right.
So, I think that made the difference.
Yeah, likely. Likely
what?
So.
What happened to the show yesterday?
Oh, it's like on Mondays it's at 9 o'clock Rocky Mountain time, which is 11 o'clock Florida time, because Psychic Celeste is out in Sedona, and her schedule allows her to be on only like for an hour in the mornings. So it's like she's got, you know, by 11, she's off and running and doing other stuff. So it's like that was how Jethro got her to agree to doing that Monday show was she does hers early. She does hers from 9 to 10 her time. And which is,
yeah,
because like
I was looking
noon.
For it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Monday mornings is early.
I was like, where the heck did it go? And then I looked into the advanced schedule under Psychic Wild.
Yeah.
And when I pressed for the 9th, it came up the 8th, and I'm like, okay, this is really weird. And I was like, I don't know what happened to the show, so.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't even
Yeah, it was just a, it was just a different, it was, we did a different time on, you know, they do a different time on Monday mornings. And it's about like the Sunday ones. Sundays right now are scheduled 3 to 5, which is Rocky Mountain time, which ends up being, I think, like 5 to 7 out in Florida time.
Exactly. But, you know, I have pushed to follow Psychics Gone Wild. So it was really strange. I haven't gotten any
notifications.
Thank you.
Huh.
It's really weird. I'm like, okay, how many times do I have to press follow?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, that's, you know, and that's good for us to know, too, because, you know, if something isn't working correctly with, you know, they're on the radio station's end or whatever, it's like that's, I will let Jethro know that you're having that difficulty because that, yeah, that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
It's like you should just have to, you should have to follow. And then there's, I know there's things where you can, like, oh, you know, if you, there's another button there to push where it says, you know, like notify me or something like that. So I guess you can get it sent to your email. It's like, I'm not sure if anybody's
ever
tried that one.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. That's what
it
is.
Oh, okay.
It's like on the show, there's a button where it says follow or unfollow.
Uh-huh.
And I have pressed follow so that I always get my notification. And
oh, wow.
Sometimes I will get 3 and 4 notifications, and the show's already over. And I'm like,
oh, no.
What the heck is that about? And then I'll get,
shoot.
I know. Then I'll get notifications like 5 hours early. And I'm
wow.
I'm like, okay, 6 a.m. And I'm like, what time is the show on at? Let me do the math. It's a little early here. Hold on.
Right.
It's just funny. It's funny like that. So I have a new person with a new birth date.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And their birth date is June 1st, 1966.
June 1st. Okay. Let's see. 6 months, 4, 5, 6.
I don't know what's with all these Geminis. Because I can't
You're tracking Geminis into your life of 1966.
I can't stand Geminis. Shoot them all.
Maybe that's why. There's some kind of lesson somebody was somewhere along the way wants you to learn here. And maybe shoot them all is not the idea.
I don't want to learn it. Make them go away. I don't want the evil twins.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot.
And you don't have chat up, FYI.
Actually, I do. I've got the
Get
chat. I've got chat on, and it's like, I've got actually two guests that have logged in. I just
All right.
I'm having issues here with I don't know. All I can say is technical difficulties because it's like, yeah.
Okay, you do have chat up. I don't understand this.
Huh. Wow. Okay. Let's see. Something that is a Gemini. Okay.
And here I tell you, you don't. Shame on me.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to do this a little bit different here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in as a, can I get a first initial with this gentleman?
B.
As a B. Okay.
I'll just say it's Brian.
Is this what?
It's Brian.
Brian? Is it B R man? There's so many different ways you can spell Brian. B R I.
B R Y. Y. Thank you. A N. Oh my God. I am like so out of it or something. I don't know.
Oh no. And you said 1966 on his, right?
Yeah. I just sent Jethro an email telling him I could be on his show because he's asked to be on his show to be a co-host.
Oh, cool!
And I was like, oh, you ask me now when I get a job, and it's like, oh my God! I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do it now. But now I just wrote him that I'm not working, so now I can do it. Funny how those things work out.
Right. Okay, let's see. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to get... Okay, there we go. Let me select that one. Okay, and let me get your... I should keep a log on these, and I don't.
My DOB?
Your DOB, yep.
91264.
912. One of these days I'm going to hear this enough that I'm going to remember it.
Yeah, no kidding, right, Kelly? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on this one, he's a three of spades. Spades, I know the old people. With a nine of hearts as his planetary ruler. Between the two of you, you have, let's see, you've got eight. And the first one, this is why you're Venus to each other. The second one, he's your Jupiter card. The third connection, you're his Jupiter card, so, you know, a lot of love, bringing the good stuff in. You're the Neptune card to him. In the fourth connection, you're Saturn to each other in the fifth connection. He's the Neptune card to you in the sixth connection. You're Venus again to each other in the seventh connection. And he's the Uranus card to you in that eighth connection. That's like, I'm going to guess more than likely that's... anytime somebody's, you know, Uranus to us, it's like, you know, it's always that unexpected thing. So I'm like going, maybe that's the... Gemini moment happening there.
Oh, no.
You don't necessarily like those unexpected things. Oh, let's see how that really kind of plays out there here. I found my name. Okay.
I know. What was that?
I didn't live in long then. I was just... Okay. All righty. Let's see. Sticky lady. All righty.
I just
it logged her in as it forgot her name, and it's like logged her in as guest 5266. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like it gave her a number. We have now come full circle in this society.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Yeah.
I don't want to
remember
be
there was that one kind of weird show. It's like, you know, it's like they were you know, just assigned people numbers instead of names, and it's like this one was, you know, like number five or something like that. I'm thinking, you know, not number five is alive. I'm sure it's circuit, but
Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah, I know. I see that. Thank you. Okay, let's see. You've got. Get down here to where it shows. Because what I like to look at is I like to see where the connections are, whether they're in the spiritual spread or the life spread. Wow. Holy moly. Everything with this dude, with this June 1st Gemini, everything's in the spiritual. Well, not everything. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's six. Six of the eight connections are in the spiritual spread, which is past life stuff. And then the two that are in this life spread are the Jupiter. So it's like, you know, bringing good stuff in. So it's like, this is really kind of cool.
Okay.
Please tell me this is not another military person.
No, thank God. But I do have like three or four of them. Oh my God. I'm like, can't you all just leave me alone? I've had
like
enough.
Like I said,
of
there's
baloney.
Something to be taught here. There's something you need to be learning here. Okay. The Three of Spades, Chris, I'm just going to give you a little bit on him. The Three of Spades is called the Artist card, and they have the opportunity for great success in their life if they're willing to work for it. That's the emphasis, because Spades is always about work. They have a heavier load than most, indicated by their position in the Saturn line, but if they work hard, they will receive the blessing of being in the Jupiter column. The Six of Diamonds karma card tells us there is a karmic debt to pay on a financial or value basis. Often they're associated with Six of Diamonds people who are the collectors of those debts. So it's like, I didn't look to notice if you... I know you've got a diamond card in there someplace. I'm not sure if it was a six or not. Three of Spades can represent indecision about work or health, and they should probably watch, you know, he should be watching his health carefully. The more he worries about his health, the worse their condition gets. So it's like, you know, kind of back to the secret of, like, you know, as you think, so you are, you know, type of thing.
Uh-huh.
They have a responsibility to watch their thoughts and feelings as they relate to health matters, so, which is, you know, where this guy's at. With such a strong creative urge, he can also spread himself too thin and get stressed out. He's got the Queen of Spades with the Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter, and that gives him the opportunity for great business success through mastery of the inner values, and it can be one of the best avenues for satisfaction in life if he just gets clear about what's important to him in his life. Everything he needs is going to come to him. Being a three brings a huge amount of creativity, and it can also bring temptation to tell half-truths or stories to make their lives a little bit easier. And that's especially true because that Jack of Diamonds is the karma card. They can easily tell stories that are believed by others and never run out of marketable ideas, which is great in sales, but, you know, in personal relationships, you've got to really keep everything honest. However, with that Jack of Clubs in the Saturn position, he's always going to meet with some disappointment or problems if he strays from strict honesty. Only the path of highest integrity and willingness to put forth honest work effort is going to bring him the success he wants. Among them are some of the most successful artists in the world. Concerning relationships, they're highly creative and a romantic person here and needs a partner with whom they share the common interest. There's hurdles in love based upon his inner fear of abandonment or rejection that's got to be dealt with. But overall, he's got good marriage potential. He needs an outlet for his creativity. Extramarital affairs are usually the result of not giving themselves a positive creative outlet. So it's like there is that possibility, but again, you know, that just really depends on the person, because I know a lot of people who are, you know, they say, oh, this is there, and it's like, yeah, it's like I know the person is like, not really. It's like they are the most faithful person on earth. There's often emotional challenges that begin in his childhood that need to be dealt with before he can have a happy married or romantic life. He needs to develop positive mental habits and affirmations about love if he's to overcome some of the challenges in that area. And he's kind of restless, and that extends to his romantic life. And all that together could add up, you know, because the little straws on the camel's back could add up to being, you know, really challenging for partnerships. His ruling card is a Nine of Hearts. It adds a really compassionate element to his nature. Often it inspires him to do some good for the world. Others might call upon him to listen to their problems. He's a good listener and counselor. However, he can also be really stubborn and really fixed, and other people might find that really annoying at times. It's going to be, you know, noticed. Okay. All righty. Knowing well, let's know this. That's noticed more in the personal relationships, and he must not try to, you know, rescue or save the partner. That's one area in which the compassion and universal love does not produce good results. It also tells that at times he might feel he's lost many loves in his life. But he's got the ability to feel connected on a universal level, free of personal concerns and problems. So that's kind of where he's at. And we've kind of been over where, you know, where your stuff is and where you're going with that. So we're going to go to the connections here and see what kind of connections you guys have. Okay, that first one. That Venus spread, it's like his Nine of Hearts connects with that with your Queen of Clubs, with your birth card. And it talks about being one of the truly blessed connections. It implies, first of all, that you were together in a meaningful way in a former lifetime. During that lifetime, you were in a significant relationship. May or may not have been marriage. It could have been, you know, a lot of the past life things. They could be, you know, best friends, father, son, mother, daughter, you know, father, daughter, something like that. But the important thing is that you guys were very close in that lifetime. You spent a lot of time together. And over the course of that relationship, you met with many challenges. You guys overcame them with love, patience, and perseverance. You developed a deep love for each other by having shared so much. And in this lifetime together, created a lot of good karma in the area of relationship because that, you know, you made sacrifices for each other. You loved each other with a high degree of integrity and commitment. So as a result, when you first met, you know, that was the former one. So as a result, when you first met in this lifetime, you recognize a certain familiarity, notice the ease of being together. Of course, I don't know if you've actually, you know, met him or if it's just, you know, still kind of on the cyberspace meet, but
yeah, cyber.
Okay. Though you're unable to remember previous lives together, feelings remain for each other on that soul level. When you engage in a relationship in this lifetime, you might find a lot of those elements that most couples have to earn by being together, such as trust and appreciation for each other, are already present for them. In essence, you guys have a good foundation upon which to build any sort of relationship, and that is that kind of love at first sight connection. So you got to at least get to the first sight part. But It's even better than most because it's a mutual love connection. Mutual means you both experience that influence equally. Because a lot of times if, you know, one person is, you know, like where, you know, you're his Jupiter card or he's your Jupiter card, it's like that in that exchange, it's like you are going to feel the benefit of that more so than he will. Or if it's a challenging card, like, you know, if somebody is your Mars card, they have a tendency to make you cranky more often type of thing. Let's see. It's got the... Mutual also has the effect of doubling the influence, and it's very favorable to begin with. So, you know, when you get together, you could find that's a failure, you know, pretty easy relationship, unless there's another connection that contradict. And from what I first saw just in the overview, it's like, did not look, there was a lot, you know, like there was a lot of contradiction there. I don't even think he had a Mars connection at all. Having a lot of compatibility, though, is not a guarantee in itself that the relationship will work. Because there's a lot of other factors that influence the outcome of relationships, you know, for any guarantee, you know, for any really connection to make that guarantee. But the love is definitely there and in great abundance. As a result, you know, you guys already have a lot of, you know, mutual respect, appreciation, good feelings, whatever, you know, like I say. You'll find that out if you can, you know, meet face to face, have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, cup of juice, cup of something or other, you know, cup of dough.
He's from Texas, connection. Too.
What's that?
He's from Texas, too.
He's from Texas. Oh, boy. You really need to be in the coffee. It's like, I'll tell you what, there's more coffee millionaires in Texas in that company that I was telling you about than any other place, seriously. Get into the coffee and get him into the coffee and go be in Texas.
Oh,
from all the exes being in Texas, it's like, yeah, it might do good to be in Texas. I don't know.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Sometimes there's crazier things happen in life, I'll tell you what. Let's see here. Yeah, it's like it just kind of talks about, you know, some of the differences. It's like there might be differences, you know, like in lifestyle or direction, you know, so great that, you know, one of you guys would have to give up too much to make it work. You know, so the love is there along with that understanding. That, you know, if this relationship doesn't happen, it might happen later in this lifetime, you know, after you've each fulfilled some kind of important work, you know, but that love is going to remain with you, you know, kind of forever. It's like, you know, through this lifetime and the future. That's why so many people with that connection feel that they're soulmates. But the truth is, you know, we've got those connections with many people, but we probably only choose to stay with one. So, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe if you guys have enough in common that, you know, this is going to be the case for you guys, you know, it's like just the focus on love for each other. It's like everything will kind of work out, you know, pretty good. That second connection, I mean, that's just the first one of eight. The second one is he's your Jupiter card, and that's a really wonderful connection found among the cards of happy and productive relationships. One of the main benefits is financial. But it has other significant benefits as well. Jupiter is known among astrologers as the, you know, the quote, great benefic. It's the only planet in our solar system that gives off more energy than receives from the sun. Its location on our natal astrological chart always points to some area of life where things come easily to us and we have many blessings to be thankful for. In this relationship, you have a lot to be thankful for, thanks to Brian, because he would be a major blessing in your life. Blessings can take the, you know, many forms. But often it's financial. Even though as a couple you may not be wealthy, you know, he definitely likes to give things, including money, to you. And then that natural inclination, you know, that attitude of gratitude, you know, you magnify that. It's one of the signs of prosperity consciousness. And if not now, it could lead to great financial success in the future, especially strongly if you express and feel that appreciation for him. Because, you know, appreciation is one of the most important keys in obtaining prosperity. So if you allow that appreciation engendered by that connection to grow, you know, if you express it verbally, you know, that relationship could bloom into a really prosperous and happy life together, where there's, you know, more than an abundance of money to meet, you know, the financial things you might be doing. On other levels, a Jupiter connection can bring blessings of many forms. There's a sharing of philosophies and spiritual ideals. Brian might provide beneficial guidance and inspiration for you. He might have a natural desire to give what, you know, whatever he has that you value. And if you want, again, if you want to see that those blessings in that relationship, just remember to feel and express that appreciation. Guys thrive with appreciation. That connection, the Jupiter connection, increases the overall compatibility between you and Tris to, you know, to a good degree. The fact that you have this connection points of some good karma for both you guys, things that you've earned by doing, you know, kind of like good deeds for other people in the past. It's a sign of good fortune, and if it's harnessed in the ways mentioned above, it can develop into one of the cornerstones of your happiness together and provide the prosperity that will ensure an abundant and happy future together. And then ironically enough, it turns right around. That was the second connection. And the third connection flips right around, and it's like, then you are the Jupiter card to him in the life spread. So it's like everything we just said about, you know, him to you, flips it around, and it becomes you to him. So you would be good for each other, you know, if you both, you know, were recognizing that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of cool when, you know, find those, like, well, first there's this one, and then there's this one. The fourth connection, you're in the spiritual spread. You're the Neptune card to him. Neptune brings a lot of really interesting things. It's one of the strongest psychic connections that two people can have. It's a psychic link that exists because the two people in this relationship shared a past life together, that there was a lot of tension placed on the idealism of their being together. You could have been like co-members of some religious or spiritual fellowship, or sharing the same beliefs and religious practices. You might have had the same goals of helping humanity or spiritual attainment in that lifetime. And then when you come together in this lifetime, there's a strong spiritual and psychic bond that's often difficult for you, you know, to describe. And it's like, I kind of understand what that means, because the person that I ended up marrying in this lifetime was like that. And it's just like, we just, I don't know. It took us about 6 months to get our mind reading act down. Like, it was pretty amazing. It's like, and I wish I'd had this card system back then. It's like, we really could have probably done a whole lot more than we did. Knowing, you know, this is one of those, knowing what I know now, you know, I wish I could go back and, you know. But what's interesting in the current lifetime is that neither one of you guys may have any interest in spiritual matters. It's like, well, I know, you know, that's not true with you, but if that's the case, then we observe that relationship instead has a lot of idealism and sometimes fantasy involved in it, and that would be especially true if it's one of the first connections. So it's in the top four. In this case, Brian is the primary receiver of that Neptune energy, so he's the one who's more likely to have like ideals and fantasies about you and that relationship. And one of the reasons for you guys being together may be for Brian to learn the difference between dreams and reality, because all of us have, you know, some unfulfilled soul-level fantasies that were strongly stimulated when we meet someone who is one of our Neptune cards. And it's through those relationships we get a chance to kind of experience, you know, here's the pro, here's the con, you know, what this energy does, and just how our dreams and ideals work themselves out in the material world that we live in. And for that reason, that connection could be a very positive element, or it could be the root of a lot of, like, confusion or disappointment. And if he projects, you know, if he's one of those people that he projects his fantasies and unfulfilled desires onto you, you could feel as though he doesn't love the real you, you know, only his projections. That could make you get kind of tired of that relationship, because, you know, when you're not being loved for who you really are, it gets kind of old really quick. Or
yeah.
The flip side of that is you could use the fact that he's, you know, kind of deceiving himself to take advantage of that weakness and go along with the deception in order to get things that you kind of like want. And it's like, I'm just going to say up front, and you would know that's really kind of a no-no, you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
That's a lot of negativity brought in there. It's like, you really don't want to do that. But the positive expressions of that connection are really great, you know, wonderful. They're, you know, sometimes can be unusual romantic beginnings, inspiration being together, the incredible psychic link, you know, at each other's romantic feelings that never die. On the spiritual level, you two may feel as though you have a special purpose in being together, or one in which, you know, you might help the world in some significant way. But to keep that relationship positive on both sides, you guys both need to have an awareness of all those manifestations, both the positive and negative. So, but, you know, but just by being aware, you'd always have a choice on how you want that connection to add to your life together. Here we go with affirmations. It's like, for you especially, you realize the unusual power you would hold over, you know, say his name, and unconsciously, you know, or unconsciously direct our activities together in positive directions. You realize that, you know, you may not be all of what he thinks you are, but you're encouraged by him seeing the highest in you, and that he would inspire you to reach your full potential, and for this you'd be grateful. For him, it would be that you would reveal to him his deepest dreams and desires and in many ways fulfills them, and he would use your influence to inspire him to do his best and reach his soul's potential. So he'd be very, you know, grateful for your presence in his life. And fifth connection, fifth out of eight. Now we have the flip side. Now we have Saturn, and you're Saturn to each other, and that is in the spiritual spread. And it says it's a really rare connection, and it's found in less than 1% of the population. In addition,
wow.
This connection is probably the most karmic one of all. Karmic means that people with this connection are together in order to settle some unfinished business from a past life. In many cases, past life Saturn relationships are a means for one or both of these partners to work off some negative karma. That's karma accumulated from having acted unconsciously in a way that caused harm to others. However, sometimes a Saturn relationship of this kind can have the effect of teaching us an important lesson about life, love, fairness, or responsibility. So we know that you guys have been together before, and in that lifetime you kind of made an appointment to be together again. And then in this lifetime you would be there to learn from each other, whether you liked it or not, or whether you realized it or not. That relationship you'd have with each other would probably be, for both of you, the greatest teacher. And each of them, you have lessons to learn and lessons to teach the other person, so there's that be, you know, that real mutual give and take, which, man, sometimes that can be really hard. It's like,
yeah.
Well, am I your teacher? Are you my teacher? It's like, you know, trying to stay that, you know, open, so, you know, you're learning from that person, and it's like, you know, not shutting down. Saturn lessons have a reputation for being difficult, but that's only the case when we're being unconscious about what we're doing or trying to shirk our responsibilities, because the wisdom teaches us that all things come together through patience and discipline. That's two of Saturn's key words. Just in being together, you two would be learning about patience, self-discipline, responsibility, effective communication, and what it takes to become more successful in the eyes of the world. The net result of that being together would be more awareness of those qualities and development of those qualities in each of you. And it could be a really constructive relationship that would propel both of you ahead much farther in terms of your career role in the world. However, now here's the flip side. There's the upside. Now we're about to hear the downside here. If either one of you would harbor some weakness in one or more of those areas, and if you haven't resolved it yet for yourself, then that relationship could end up being like pouring salt on an old wound, you know, with so much Saturn energy between them. You'd have a high awareness of how you're doing in terms of your success, as well as being keenly aware of the things within each of you that would be holding back your success. You know, if, for example, if you had some doubts about your ability, then being with him would only serve to remind you of that. Or if you never noticed it, you know, you had some self-doubts before, all of a sudden, that's all you were thinking about, you know. She might even believe that, you know, you were somehow, or that he was, you might believe that he was somehow responsible for your self-doubt and start to blame him. So even though it's actually your own self-doubt, it's like that Saturn people can be like that mirror. So it can appear to, you know, to you that he would have caused that. And that, you know, this is an example. It's like it illustrates how easily a relationship with strong Saturn energy could turn into a negative situation where one person blames the other for stuff. So, you know, you have to have, you know, really a lot of self-awareness to handle that kind of connection, because Saturn would not stand for any illusions in that relationship. It's like, which is really funny, because we just got off of that, you know, the Neptune one. It's like, there's the illusions. It's like, nope, Saturn is going to totally strip that all away.
Wow.
And some of that, it would, the Saturn stuff tends to take away from the romantic aspects of a relationship, and it diverts a lot of that energy into constructive and practical things. So it'd be especially true if it was one of the first three. Well, still in the five, it's like, well, where you guys have eight, it's like, you know, I know they say, well, it lessens with each one, but it's like, it's still a factor in there, because it's, you know, you got eight, and it's like, it's five. But regardless where it's found, that connection guarantees that you and he would learn a lot by being together, regardless of how each of them handles that energy. You both would ultimately benefit from having been together. It's that karmic or destined connection. And then when you learn from each other, you know, what you learn from each other would probably change the course of both your lives into a much more positive direction, in which both of them, you know, you were destined to travel, where they, you know, reach your highest potential. And it's like, with you, I still keep going back to that coffee. It's like, yeah, you'd be surprised at how many people in this coffee company travel. But that affirmation for him, he would be understanding that you and he have a powerful effect on each other, and you see each other's faults and shortcomings. And then even having that in mind, you know, it's like, you know, seeing the person at their worst and you still love them, you know, kind of thing. But he would share his suggestions with you lovingly, and likewise, that her suggestions for him would only be meant, you know, to better his life. And for your affirmation is that you realize you would have chosen this relationship with him to help you grow in important areas of your life. With that in mind, you would accept his suggestions so you could learn and make progress in becoming a successful and happy person. And you'd be happy to be Brian's teacher and share, you know, your suggestions for him with love and compassion. Let's see, what did I say that fourth one? Oh, no, that's right, the third and fourth with Jupiter. It's like, okay, here's the Neptune one. The Neptune one is the sixth one. Okay, I got messed up on that. Because that's like the third and fourth for Jupiter. There we go. So after Saturn comes Neptune. It's like, and this is in the spiritual spread. Okay, now that's also that psychic connection. Let me just go back and look at this real quick. Is this? Oh, yeah, you've got two Neptune connections. That's what it is.
Is that a good thing?
Okay, now I get, well, okay, now I see where I got messed up on that one. Yeah, I was thinking along there. It's like, yeah, your Venus was the first one, the second and third ones, and that was in the spiritual spread. And then your Jupiter, for both of you, each had a connection Jupiter-wise, and that was in the life spread. And then that third connection, or the fourth connection, was the Neptune. And then you have the Saturn connection between that, and then you're back to you got another Neptune connection. Wow. Okay. Let's see here.
I take it this is very unusual.
You know, I mean, it's really fascinating for me to see, you know, just some of the, you know, some of the, well, yeah, like that Saturn connection was talking about, you know, only 1% of people, you know, the population there, it's like, have that kind of connection. So it's like, that's, you know, in other words, 99% of other relationships do not have that connection, okay? So,
okay.
Yeah, talking percentage-wise there. Okay, so here, yeah, so here's your sixth one. It's like, yeah, okay, Saturn was right between the two Neptune ones. And again, it's, you know, saying the same thing. It's like, and okay, this time he's your Neptune card. And again, that strong psychic connection, whatever. And now the flip side is like, you know, in the first one, it's like if he... you know, you'd have the possibility if you know, he paints, he puts on those rose-colored glasses, that's how he sees you. And then in the fourth connection, and then the sixth connection, it's like, now you've got the rose-colored glasses on seeing him. So everything that I said about, you know, that connection in the fourth one now flips around. And so it's, you know, it's like you might be projecting, you know, some of your stuff off onto him type of thing, and maybe not seeing him for who he is. And he would have that... you know, opportunity or ability, if like if he felt like it, you know, to kind of do a little deception, kind of pull the wool over your eyes, is kind of what that would be. So it's like, you know, both of you would really have to be aware of that one. And it's like, I just find it funny that Saturn is sandwiched right in between those two Neptune ones. So I'm like, well, okay, they've got Neptune on either side, and Saturn is right in the middle of that Oreo sandwich, and it's like, would be pulling off those rose-colored glasses right and left. So. Alrighty, you know, sometimes the rose-colored glasses are nice, and sometimes when somebody comes along and whips them off your face, it's like, hey, wait a minute, I wasn't ready for that.
Exactly.
The seventh one, your seventh connection, is Venus in the spiritual spread, and that's another mutual one. And that's one of those, you know, again, you know, the truly blessed connections, and what it applies, first of all, you know, you've been together, et cetera. So it's like any time the, you know, the connections are the same like that, it's like, you know, what I said before, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like doubles up on it. It's like, you know, so your very first connection was Venus, and now, you know, you've come through all the other ones. You've had the two Jupiters for the second, third connection. You've had that Neptune on the fourth, the Saturn on the fifth, the Neptune again on the sixth, and now you're back to, you know, here's the Venus, and it's like here's that love, you know, bringing up the tail end here. So you've got that mutual one again. And let's see, I'm looking here for what's your last and eighth connection is. Let's see if that was okay. That's seventh, yeah. And, okay, there it was. There's a different one. I knew there was one in there. That eighth connection is the Uranus card. And he's the Uranus card to you in the spiritual spread. And that talks about being one of the past life connections that says that, you know, you and he have already been together before in a previous lifetime. You developed a true friendship and mutual respect for each other that carried over into this lifetime. Now you can enjoy those qualities and use that to build even stronger relationships. However, both should know the implications of that connection. It tells us it's probably not ideally suited for all couples because, you know, you got a great possibility there, but a great challenge. It depends on how well you're able to allow each other that personal freedom, because that's what Uranus is about. The Uranian relationship is certainly not for everybody. It's for those who want to experience the highest form of unconditional love in the context of an intimate relationship, which, like, to me, is like, you know, that almost seems like, wow, what a contradiction in terms. In particular, you would be the one who would likely be most affected by his behavior. And it's like, and again, that would go back to that Gemini. At times, he would seem to act like in an unexpected manner that you'd be taken off balance by him. So if you place a lot of demands or expectations upon him, he might, you know, get more, you know, quote, uncontrollable, unpredictable, which would just, you know, give more uncertainty to you. And that's because you're the one receiving, you know, you're on the receiving end of those Uranus energies. Unless, you know, it's like, yeah, and there's not any other connections that point out that he's getting some. It's like, that would be mostly from him to you. In any case, the call here it would be for you to drop your expectations and just learn to appreciate the time and things that you do share with him instead of focusing on the parts that you're not getting the way you want. So it can be an easy lesson or a hard lesson. It mostly depends on you and, you know, how you feel about it, your attitude. And you might just say it's a matter of both having faith that, you know, you're going to get your needs met in this, you know, in a relationship. You have appreciation for all that, you know, you do in context of this relationship. However, that connection tells us that, you know, you probably learned some of those lessons in a prior lifetime, and there's a good possibility that you would not, you know, have such a hard time of it, you know, being able to let go, you know, or of those expectations. Because most of the relationships in this connection are just friendships. Both partners usually have separate careers or lives, but allow the other person the space to do as they please without putting a lot of demands on each other. They truly enjoy the time they spend together, but don't require that this time is scheduled into their lives. Like, there wasn't going to be enough time, you know. It would just be, you know, well, for both you guys to kind of model yourselves after those ideal characteristics, which is the Uranus expression in connection in its highest expression. That Uranus connection also often provides a psychic link between the partners. They just kind of know what each other is thinking or doing. And sometimes they can transmit thoughts to each other, you know, kind of like back to that, you know, other connections that were kind of on the psychic end. So it's like, oh, anyway. Well, we have some more callers on here. It's like, you want to stay on with us, or?
Yeah, that's fine. I wanted to tell you that the original person, the June 19th person, they're asking me still for the funds.
Oh, my goodness.
After I told them that I lost my, you know, job.
Right.
And they left me with a parting message. Oh, I know the kind of person you are now. I'm like,
oh, for heaven's sakes. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Because I wouldn't get them home.
Well, gee. What a bummer.
Oh, I know.
They didn't want to be deployed overseas. They probably should not have joined the military. I mean, you know, what can I say? Griving at least.
That's what I said.
No, don't talk to me. Talk to your Uncle Sam about that. Have a good day.
That's what I said. I said, I don't recall signing my name to be a U.S. military officer.
Right.
Like,
right.
Why is this on my shoulders?
Right. Right.
But
all righty.
Yep.
Well, that's
put me on hold.
Alrighty, sounds good. And we have caller from area code 570. You're live on the air with us here at Psychics Gone Wild today. This is Kelly, and I do destiny card readings.
Hi, Kelly, Sarah. How are you?
Pretty good. And how are you doing today? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm doing good. I'm doing well.
Alrighty. What kind of questions do you have today?
Just want to see what's coming up, maybe, for me. With my relationship and stuff like that.
Okay, all righty. I can do a couple different things. It's like I can look at either just, you know, just your individual stuff, or if you're actually in a relationship with someone and you want kind of that comparison with them, it's like I've got a thing here where I can look at both you guys as long as I got both your birthdays.
Yeah, okay.
What would you like to do there?
I can give you both our birthdays. That's fine.
Okay. Alrighty.
Mine is February 26th. Do you need the year?
Yeah, hang on just a second.
Okay.
Let me get to you. Okay. Let's see. February is, I have to stop and think, okay, that's okay, 2 and 26 of 19 what?
77.
1977. That's a good year. I graduated from high school that year. Let's see. Let me get your name again. I'm sorry.
Sarah.
Sarah. Is that S-A-R-A or A-H?
With an H.
With an H.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. All right. Do that one. And you're Pisces. Okay. And then what is your other person?
He is May 2nd. 1964.
Okay, May 2nd of 1964?
Right.
Okay. And just first initial on that one, or?
G.
G, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. All righty. And let's get the gender right there. Always makes a difference. This is a guy. Thank you very much. Okay. All righty. Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. Okay, you are a queen of clubs with a five of spades as your planetary ruler. Queens always have, you tend to be the mother hens of the deck. My sister was a queen of clubs, actually. And it's like, yeah. It's like wanted to take everybody under her wing and this and that, including me. It's like, you know, after a while you go, wait a minute, I'd like to breathe. But you have that tendency to want to mother people. And he is a four of spades, which is really kind of good. He's one of the old, what we call the old people of the deck, you know. And in your case, it's like you as clubs, the clubs people tend to be able to take on and kind of like learn anything you pretty much set your mind to. It's like, you know, I mean, literally, it's like, you know, they say you're the people. It's like, you know, if you want to be a brain surgeon or rocket scientist or both, you know, you have that ability to do that if you really want to. It's like, you know, a really good study ability. Okay, let's kind of look at what this offers is kind of the connections between the two of you guys. The influence is in that relationship, and you guys have, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You've got 8 really good solid connections to each other, and holy moly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 of those, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, 6, 7, 8, okay, of the 8 connections you have, 7 of them are what we call are in the spiritual spread. Indicating, you know, it's like at some point in place and time, it's like, you know, God, you guys kind of like knew each other on a different plane type of thing. There's only one of these in the life spread. Starting out, it's like, you know, you're Mars to each other in the spiritual. Your second connection, wow, that's a really good one, is the Moon card. Now, he is the Moon card to you in the spiritual spread. Moon card connections are really good for a relationship. It talks about, you know, there's a lot of really positive things can happen. The Mars connections are really kind of, you know, either or. It's like it gives a lot of passion to that relationship, but it can also be, you can get argumentative with each other. It's like if you don't have a good outlet, you know, like if you both don't go out and, like, you know, run or bike or exercise, you know, do something, keep that in that Mars energy kind of going in a constructive direction, you can kind of, you know, get to turn on each other and kind of bicker with each other. So it's like it takes a little bit of work with that to just kind of make sure that you're keeping that, you know, that particular energy kind of like, you know, forward facing, so you're not kind of looking at each other and kind of picking fights with each other. The third one, you're the Pluto card to him in the spiritual. Pluto is a lot of, it's kind of like Saturn raised an octave. It's like there's a lot of lessons type of stuff. In your fourth connection, you're the Saturn card to him, and that's the only one in the life spread. So in this lifetime, it's like you've got some things to teach him, and he's got to be willing and open to kind of like learning things. And when I say teach things, it's like it's not like, you know, you're on the podium, you're like the school teacher in fourth grade. It's like, you know, it's not like that. It's more like just things that he will learn from interacting with you and how to do stuff better. Your fifth connection, you're the Venus card to him in the spiritual spread, and it's like Venus is always really good. It's like it's one of those blessed connections.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around from there, You're the sixth one again, is you're the Saturn card to him again from the spiritual spread. So kind of like you didn't teach him enough in the previous lifetime. You're coming forward to, like, you know, teach him a little bit more here. And in your seventh connection, he's the Mars card to you. So there's times that he can kind of push your buttons and get you really upset and get you really aggravated. And then he's also the Neptune card to you in the spiritual spread, which is Neptune can be really, really psychic connections. You know, and you just kind of, you know, sometimes you guys can, like, do that mind reading act together. It's like, you know, oh, I was just thinking that. It's like, you know, and they go, yes, I know, you know. kind of thing. So they have a really good feel for that. But at the same time, he can be, let's see, what do I want to say? Sometimes you can see him with really those rose-colored glasses on. And it's like, if you're not careful with that, it's like, you know, he has ability to kind of, like, pull the wool over your eyes. And it's like, you know, and you would probably possibly never know the difference that that was happening. So with him, it's like, I'm going to talk a little bit about his birth card in particular here. Him with being that four of spades, it's called the security, the card of security and satisfaction. And a satisfaction through work. It's one of the most, what they call, solid cards in all the deck. They often seem like, you know, a rock, or they're kind of, you know, square in some fashion. It's like with that May birth date, it's like Taurus. And it's like Taurus people are really solid anyway. They're stable. Yeah. They're hardworking. They can be counted on really when you need them. They have one of the most fortunate life paths in terms of money and success. They usually enjoy the work they do. However, his Saturn card, that Ace of Diamonds, says that even though they're fortunate, sometimes he'll worry about money anyway, and that can interfere with his own success if he doesn't check on it, you know, or just kind of get that thought in check. And I don't know if you guys have ever watched, like, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. You know, it's like, you know, what you think you are, you know, type of thing. So it's like what you focus on, you bring in. So it's like if he doesn't worry about it, he's a lot better off. His Ten of Hearts in Mercury usually gets him instant acceptance at social occasions. He makes a good communicator or speaker. Some of these people, you know, he could be really successful as, like, a writer or an advertising executive or performer, you know, the little arts, you know, whatever. Fours can also be really stubborn. And this says the Four of Spades has a right to be. They have their Ten of Club karma card. And they know a lot, and they've got to live their own truth. It's like they sometimes, you know, march to their own drummer. It's like, and that's just where they're going to be. He's very intelligent, very intuitive. He does not like being restrained in any way. That Ten of Diamonds in Venus, he might know some wealthy people, but not to place too much emphasis on money with that choice in a relationship, you know, with either friends or lovers. He usually has a good constitution, and health is best cared for by natural methods, you know, so the, like, the herbals is, like, you know, what God puts on this planet for us. Mm-hmm. They're a worker card, and in it, it's his work that he finds true peace and satisfaction. A lot of times, these Four of Spades people will align themselves with some kind of humanitarian mission, and they get a lot of, you know, satisfaction out of that. Later years, often fulfilling their dreams of traveling the world, something they usually don't get enough of in their earlier years because they're so busy working. Some of the issues with relationships with him, he's a very loving and giving person, but he can be tough and stubborn, but he'll usually give you anything from the generosity of his heart. He's attracted to those of financial means, and he can get caught up in trying to look good in their relationships and sometimes forget the real values that good relationships are based on. It's usually not wise for him to mix money and pleasure or business and personal relationships. Problems usually result of those kind of mixes for him. He would like somebody they can travel with, and his karma for marriage is better than usual. Let's see. He also has, let's see here, looking at this one. That planetary ruling card. Okay, there we go. Ten of Diamonds. And this is him again. It's like being grateful that he has that card as a ruling card because it bestows some of this really good fortune on all of habit. It's called the blessed card. And so many things in life, it just kind of seems like they just, you know, they just come to him. But it doesn't guarantee his happiness. That always depends on, you know, that his appreciation for what he has. Because sometimes people who are doing, you know, really well off, like, you know, the Hollywood stars, they get really depressed on stuff. It's like, man, can't imagine why, but, you know, but it's because they don't appreciate what they've got. That card also gives him an innate business ability. He could do very well in his own business, the larger the better. He probably enjoys being the center of attention. He's probably got some natural abilities, either artistic or otherwise, that can get him that attention. In relationships, he might be a little self-centered and a little bit high-strung. For those reasons, he might have some challenges in relationship. Let's see, and here we go with you. Let's take a little bit on yours. You're the mother of intuition card. And queens are all, because you're the queen of clubs, very service-oriented, receptive in nature. The mental nature of the queen of clubs, inclines you guys, you know, you do well in the publishing trade, secretarial work, and if you're aware or interested in it, more psychic work. You're always aware of your place in that royal court, you know, like, because we use the just the normal, you know, deck of playing cards, is what I call it, is like, you know, the hearts, diamonds, clubs, spades. And so the royal court is, you know, the king, queens, and jacks. So anybody in those are called the royal cards. Your displaced card, the three of hearts, as well as the five of clubs and Venus, tells you about indecision about love and friendship. And sometimes it makes it hard for you to find lasting happiness in those areas. Your mental gifts are abundant, whether or not you realize it. You're always receiving knowledge kind of from the other side. You've got incredibly organized minds. But sometimes you're living life at such a high pitch, you know, you're stressed out, you're overdoing it. So it's like, you know, you're one of those people, you're always telling other people to, you know, stop and smell the roses, and you need to do the same thing. You need to take your own advice. Ace of Spades and Jupiter, it promises a lot of rewards if and when you follow spiritual or psychic lines of work or pursuits. You got a deep heritage of knowledge and past lives always available. The Queen of Clubs is also known as the Mother Mary card. And a lot of you guys have one or more, you know, quote, children. It's like whether it's your own biological or, you know, someone you've kind of taken under your wing that you need to make sacrifices for, just as the Virgin Mary had to undergo the sacrifice of her son Christ. The Queen of Clubs also has two jobs and does best where there's some creative expression and freedom of movement. You got pride in your work and you do your job well. Relationships for you. Sometimes Queen of Clubs get married, sometimes they don't. But not all of them are necessarily happy about it or make a success of it when you get married. You get, you know, that powerful mind and your wills. Not many partners can handle them in their willful ways. They also carry with them the karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationships that might be brought into fruition at some point in your life. For this reason, some of the queens, you know, your Queen of Clubs, like, you might try marriage once and go, forget it, never doing that again. Or some of them change your mind a lot about what they want, and it can make your partner feel really insecure about your love and, you know, kind of create that separation. You operate on a higher frequency, and thus your partner has got to have a little bit of mental ability and communication skills to make it work. And there's a certain amount of indecision emotionally, as well as that adds to the challenges that you have to deal with whenever you find, you know, fall in love. One of your biggest challenges is to let your loved one be themselves without trying to change them. And letting go of personal attachments can be really difficult in a personal relationship, because it's like, you know, you really want people to, you know, to do your best and whatever. It's like you have some expectations of them. You're five of spades as your planetary ruler. It can cause you to do a lot of traveling or moving in your life, which that would kind of dovetail with his, is like, you know, his planetary ruler, it's like, you know, he kind of wants somebody to travel with. It adds a really adventurous side to your personality. You probably see life as an opportunity to experience a lot of interesting things more than anything else. Even so-called, quote, bad experiences have value because what you learn from them. You like to be with people. You've got some success in groups of all kinds, sometimes the larger the better. You got a fair amount of sales and promotional ability, and you could easily make a living doing that kind of work. You're really amicable. You could relate to, you know, most anybody on their level and just kind of make people feel comfortable with you. But your real restlessness is the heart of the cards, meaning it's called the Five of Spades is called the wandering card, or the wanderer. I don't know if this is helping any here, or it's like if this kind of giving you some insight into stuff, or
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, alrighty.
Yeah.
Anything in particular that you're wanting to find out about?
Well, it's kind of like we're on and off again, and a lot of it has to do with, I guess, probably some of the stuff that you're saying, but
okay.
So in dealing with, I guess, our own personal, I don't know.
Stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and a lot of times that is what it comes to. It's like some of the connections you have, like I said, with that Mars, it's like it's a powerful, fast life connection. A lot of times, you know, draws two people together kind of like a magnet, you know, in order to resolve some unfinished business from before. And because it's Mars, the reasons and ways it can be expressed is really variable. It can be expressed as passion activity or anger and hostility or, you know, one or both, or sometimes at the same, you know, same time. But, you know, we know from that former lifetime, that interaction, it left some unfinished business. So there's several possible scenarios that could be playing out, you know, in your relationship with us. You know, there's some couples, you know, they've had a great but unfulfilled passion for each other, you know, or sometimes it's just, you know, you get together and, you know, there's just kind of this immediately, wow, I feel like I know you from someplace, or just, you know, you're kind of that old, too comfortable stuff. You could have, you know, you could have been like brothers or fellow warriors in a lifetime and shared a lot of those, like, you know, what they call Martian activities in the competitive sports or battles. And then if you, you know, then when you come into it this time, it's like, you know, they got kind of this, you know, you guys have this healthy kind of competitive spirit, you know, between you. So it's like, yeah, you know, it just depends on, you know, where you're at and what you're doing. You can examine your feelings for each other with other connections, you know, if you want to determine exactly where those are. But that connection guarantees there's going to be a lot of energy between the two of you, and you got to handle it with awareness if you want to get the best out of it. It also tells that that both you guys are going to be dealing with that, you know, kind of together, the anger and the competitive as well as the passion stuff, just because it's, you know, even in the best of circumstances, Mars occasionally brings up anger and arguing, you know. Worst cases, yeah. You know, it's like you get more physical with each other, and it's like, hopefully not that.
No.
But you can consciously, okay, good. You can consciously transform and use that energy to your advantage. It represents, you know, great potential, but you got to do two things. You got to consciously engage yourself in positive activities together, and it's not good enough for only one of you to do them. You know, it's like if you go, you know, hike or jog or swim or dance or, you know, whatever, you know, you do it together, and it gets rid of, you know, a lot of that negative part. The more shared physical exertion, the better, you know, and then just both of you, you know, kind of working on, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get mad, you tend to blame that other person. It's like, oh, it's your fault for this. It's like, you know, instead of kind of going, oh, no, let's see, okay, maybe I'm not looking best, you know, really good. But beneath all anger is kind of a fear of one kind or another. It's like if you really look at your feelings, you know, when you get angry with each other, you might be able to find the fear that lies beneath it. So if you can communicate, you know, it's like, well, the reason I'm mad is because, you know, this makes me afraid, you know, whatever. And then the anger will disappear, because if you recognize and confront that, it's like it's a lot easier to deal with. And truly, a lot of times, you know, when we get really mad or upset, it's because we're really afraid of something. And it's like, if you can figure out what that root thing is that's causing that, you have something to talk about.
Yeah, I get stubborn, and then I don't hear from them. You know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not really sure what's going on now, you know? But okay, yeah.
I don't even know. And what I might suggest is call back tomorrow. It's like we've got the show on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. It starts at noon Rocky Mountain time, and I'm not sure which, you know, time zone you're in, but it's like it translates to like 11 o'clock out in California time and to like 2 o'clock in Florida time, you know, on the East Coast there. So call back in, because Jethro's going to be on tomorrow, and he does you know, a lot more of the intuitive stuff, and he really picks up, you know, he'll like, you know, have you say your name. It's like he does kind of like, you know, what I call color readings. He can see the colors like around both of you. He'll have you say probably, you know, both your names and stuff. And he might be able to pick up on both of that stuff, you know, going through. And some of that stuff, you know, in particular going on. So it's like he's really good with that. And if you like what you're hearing there, it's like you can schedule time with him. He's at www.jethrosmith.net.
Okay.
You know, or you can email him, Gmail him, whatever. He's at JethroPsychic@gmail.com or PsychicJethro@AOL.com. You flip those two. So, yeah, they know, call back in and, you know, kind of keep us posted and, you know.
Okay.
We got some other folks here, you know, kind of waiting here, but it's like this has helped you out a little bit today.
Yeah, it did. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. You have a good one.
Okay. You too.
Bye. All righty. Well, thank you. And thank you guys for holding here. Let's see, we have 408, or no, excuse me, not 480. I got dyslexic there. 480. You're on the air with us on Psychic Gone Wild. Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, what a bad time for dyslexia to pop up. Oh, boy.
It's okay. It's okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie. All righty.
Stephanie.
Can I get your, say that again?
Cecily is my name.
Oh, Cecily. Oh, okay. Yes. Gotcha. Yep, that is definite. Okay. Can I get your month, day, and year at first?
9/26/71.
Okay, 9/26?
Uh-huh, 9/26/71.
26, okay. I always double-check those because I love technology when it works, and it's like if I can't hear, it's like that's not a good thing. Okay. What are we looking at for you today?
I kind of had like a little bit like what she's kind of going through, which I think it's so funny, but my person was born the 22nd of August, 1954, and we know that we've had past lives together. And when we came together, it was like we got so comfortable. We were acting like we were married.
Oh, wow.
Within 2 weeks, like, he didn't want me to go home and all that other stuff. we broke up, and he's like, okay, because I really don't want to feel this comfortable with you. Then we got together, and then we broke up again. And then I was like, okay, well, now we're, you know, doing business things. I'm doing business things, and I'm rising faster than he is. But I try to reach back and help him, and it's like he gets a punch in the face of like, okay, you got something. So now I want to take over because I'm much smarter than you. And that's how he is, because he's a doctor. I'm smarter than you. You shouldn't be rising that fast. And he tried to take over my deal. So I'm like, what is the problem? Because I've never had anyone that, whether we end a relationship or not, I'm always able to be friends. But he became, like, very hostile. This is my first time experiencing somebody.
Is he a Leo? It's like he's right on the cusp. Is he a Leo or is he a Virgo?
He's a Virgo. He's August 22nd, 1954.
Okay. All righty.
And the thing is, I don't understand because I was like, I just want us to, like I told him, I don't want us to be intimate anymore because he becomes totally possessive. And he said he's never been possessive of a woman. And for some reason, I bring out a whole different character in him where he's really over possessive, overbearing, over controlling, just really don't want me with anybody and don't want to share.
Oh, wow.
I've never had that happen before. I mean, like,
oh my goodness.
Oh, I don't understand. That's kind of like, are you serious?
Oh man, yeah. Let's see. And tell me that. It's like I wanted to make sure I got that. I heard that right, because it's like I didn't catch if it was it 64 or 74.
No. He's 1954.
Oh, 54. Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we got, let me get it right here. So we got 8/22 of 1954. Okay, wow. And you're saying he's a Virgo. Okay. All righty, let's look at that one. Oh, my goodness. That makes a lot more sense. Definitely made a lot more sense. Okay, let me do that one. Let's see here. Golly. Okay, so he's a 54, you're 71. Okay, he is a 4 of clubs, and it's like, and with that Virgo, you know, 4 is like stuff really stable, really whatever, and it's like, I can tell you from having a Virgo parent, it's like, yeah, they really, you know, they kind of want to be in charge type of thing. And he might not necessarily have been the leader in this relationship. you are a jack of hearts. It's like, you know, one of the hearts are like the young people of the deck, whatever. It's like the fours are more scholarly, but it's like, you know, you're a young person of the deck. But you're also the jacks, kings, and queens are like the, they're the royal court. It's like they're, you know, they're the ones that, what do you want to call it? You know, they kind of have that royal position in the deck. It's like, and it's just our deck of 52 cards. his planetary ruler, though, he is a two of diamonds, and he really wants to be in a relationship, and it's about money and stuff. And your planetary ruler is that nine of spades, and it's like, and you're here really, you know, it's like, in some cases, you know, kind of the, you know, we're talking older soul, you know, type of stuff, you know. So it's like, just kind of looking at some of the, you've got several connections here. Going to take a look at those and see what in the world. Okay, let me see, get this size I can actually read it here. It's like it put me on microscope print here, and I didn't want that. there we go. That's a little better. Yes, I can read the big E on the eye chart now. This is good. Okay. Yes, I like one. It's much better. Okay. Yeah, he's got the four. His is the four of clubs, and his first karma card is a five of clubs, and his second karma card is that six of hearts. And it's like, and you really don't have the karma cards, you know, associated in with that. Let's see here. And this kind of gives you here, you guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, and you got seven connections, and it's like most of yours, let's see, there's 1, 2... Out of the seven, you've got three that are in the spiritual spread, and the rest of them are this life. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of those in the life spread. This makes a lot of sense. It's like your very first one is that Neptune connection. He is your Neptune card. So sometimes this, you know, this is kind of you're seeing him with the rose-colored glasses, you know, kind of thing. It's like you might have had, you know, some really good expectations out of him, and it's like, and he might have gotten, you know, oh, she doesn't really see me the way I am, so it's like, I can either, A, pull the wool over her eyes, you know, it's like, and that might be part of that, you know, what you're saying is, you know, normally you can be friends with people. It's like, he might have pulled enough wool over your eyes, just enough so that it's like, he really felt threatened with this, and it's like, oh my goodness, I don't want her to find out the real me right now, because that would be embarrassing, you know, type of thing.
Right, and I did.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
And it scared him, and that's what he said. I don't want to love you. I mean, he was very direct. I don't want to love you, but for some reason everything in my soul said I should love you. And then he was like, we got back together. He says, you see how I'm trying? I said, if you have to try it, then it's not even worth it.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have to try.
It's like, oh, come on.
Really? And I said, if I'm that, you know, that much hard to be with, but I was getting just some problems. Like, he wants perfection. And I said, your life is not even perfect, but you want everybody else to be perfect. That is
it's
not.
Like, honey, have you looked in the mirror, and when is the last time you walked on water? And I don't mean treading water, you know?
Right. So we went there, and the thing is that we had at the time I was pregnant, so it was even more complicated. Okay. And I said, I don't want to get back together because of the baby. I want us to be together because of that. And my spirit was saying, he's coming back because he don't want anybody to raise his child. He's doing this and this and this.
Oh,
but also, because he's seeing the things that you can accomplish, and then when I start accomplishing things after we broke up, he was like, oh, well, we'll stay business connection. And he got really jealous, and then I was like, well, I got this deal coming up. I would like you to be part of it. Maybe we can share in it. Next thing I know, he sends me this email, elaborate email, telling me how he wants to start a new company, and I would be part of it. I would only get 10%, but I must reveal my sources of how to do this and that and that. And I was like, okay, am I feeling this right? Is he really trying to talk me out of my own deal? And
I was going to say, yeah. That's
He was. And then when I went back.
How about a 50-50, honey, you know?
Right. And then when I went back.
10% 90.
Right. And I went back and I confronted him on it. He was like, you're doing me a disservice, and you're trying to just really not help me, and you really hurt me. We went into victim mode. It went from.
That's very Virgo. I'm sorry. Really?
Okay. I was shocked. I went from, I'm being on top, you know, I'm on top of you, and he kept saying, your soft touch, because I have a tendency to do love. I'm more of a nurturer. I'm more of a helper.
Right.
And yes, people do get over, but the thing is, people only can get over how much you want them to do. And I told him, I said, you really don't want to take me to the point where I'm really pissed off. If I'm really pissed off, I have a really bad temper. And he was like, no, not you. And he got to see that temper that
you haven't
that
seen
one
that flip
day.
Side.
And he was like, are you crazy? And then after that, it was like, I don't want to deal business with you. I want to talk to you. I don't want you anything. And the one thing he did is he has a little girl that he raised that loves me to death, and I love her to death. And he said, you know, I would never do that to you. And that's exactly what he did. He, the way to hurt me was to take her from me. And every time we see each other, she, last time we see, she cried and said, I miss you so much. I know that
I was
going
to say, he's not just hurting, he's not just trying to hurt you. It's like he's having, you know, very much disregard for that child. And it's like he is hurting her,
right.
You know, trying to use her as a pawn. That's wrong. That's I'm sorry. That's kind of bad parenting right there. It really is.
Right.
It's like you don't put your children in the middle of a relationship to try to use them as a pawn to hurt people. That's just not right.
Well, that's just, you know, she's in there. And the thing is, I was in a relationship and I was getting some of the brunt that she was getting.
Okay.
So the treatment.
Yeah.
And now it's full force. And I said, I know what she's feeling because I know what it's like not to be perfect. And
right.
I love her and I do the, you know, just really, I pray for her and ask for the guardian angels to protect her and just say that, you know, let her know I still love her. And she says, I know, I feel it. And that's what she said to me. And then she went off to play and he was like, really, you know, he thought it was okay. And my friend said, you know, how are you feeling? I said, it hurts me that he uses her in a pawn. I mean, it is, even if he can't get along with me, and he says, you don't have the ability, and he said, out of his own mouth, you don't have the ability to hurt anyone. That is just not in your makeup. And he said, and you don't hurt anyone. This is coming out of his mouth. And it's like, wow, you're saying I'm a soft
Thank
guy.
You for that acknowledgement. Appreciate that.
Right, but you're hurting me by taking her away. I love her. And it's like, well, I told him, I said, I love children, period. That is my ultimate of my love. So that was the thing. I'm just hoping that we can come together, that he'll grow, that we will become together, and that I will be able to see her so she can get that loving, nurturing she gets. Because I do not foresee him getting married. I do not foresee him partner with anybody because the things I've listened, he's been free since 1995.
He wants perfection. He wants perfection in a human person. And it's like, I'm sorry, it's like if you really want to go there with him, you can say, you know what, there was only one perfect person that walked this planet, and I want you to really look at how he died. It's like, this planet doesn't deal well with perfection. I'm sorry, I don't want to be perfect. Thank you.
Right. But he doesn't see, the thing is, he's also Jewish, so he does not consider that.
Okay.
He doesn't even have that kind of concept of what perfection is, because I'm looking at his mother and his treatment and how she's treated him. So I know a lot of the vulnerabilities that he have, and if I want to be mean, I could
I was going to say, but you know, your Jack of Hearts, this is what I look at this and go, the Jack of Hearts is called that sacrificial love card, and it's also kind of called the Christ card. And it's like you give up a lot to just, you know, you suffer a lot, you sacrifice a lot through love. You know, it's like that's your, you know, love is your power and your birthright, and you've come here to love others and show them the way by example. And you know how to love with that big-heartedness like of a king. And it's like once you decide that's your mission, it's like, you know, you take on that yoke of responsibility very admirably. You know, you make a lot of sacrifices in your life and the personal fulfillment. You might give up, you know, for a higher cause or philosophy. So it's like that's, you know, that's that Christ spirit within. And it's like, and it says that everyone that you associate with in some way is uplifted by your presence. And you can find the greatest fulfillment on a spiritual path and by bringing higher energies to your work and life and the people around you, which is really cool. It's like, so that's, you know, that's the upside on yours. And it's like you've also got that Nine of Spades as your planetary ruler. It makes you a kind-hearted and giving person, and you one that understands the suffering, because Nines and Spades, it's like a lot of times that deals with death stuff too. It's like the Ace of Spades is not the only death card in the deck.
Right.
But it's like graduations. A lot of people come to you to talk about their problems and to be consoled.
Right.
You're essentially a giver. Seems that whenever you do things, you know, now if you do stuff with selfish motives, you get problems instead of satisfaction. And you've probably gone through that already and had some personal losses, so you kind of learned it's like, nope, just going to keep this on the up and up and the high side. So it's like, it's like, but on his side of it, that's what I was kind of trying to look at here with his, that card of mental satisfaction. It's a card of stability, but he's got this underlying Five of Clubs that indicates like he's got a really hidden restlessness that can manifest in a lot of ways. He's progressive. He can utilize this to create new ideas in a chosen line of work rather than let that restlessness keep them from achieving any success. He knows what he knows, and he's not likely to change his mind on your behalf unless he sees the value of the change for himself. Stubborn,
right.
Can describe it better in a lot of right. places. He's fond of an argument, and since usually he wins, and he does well in legal matters. He's got good health, and he's not afraid of hard work. It's a successful card. He's good at sales. He's good, and he enjoys about talking about what he believes in. He tends to be popular, and he'll do well in groups as long as he doesn't let his love of debate get out of hand. It's like he's got a fine reputation for his work, and he wants a successful love life. But
wow.
it says that's his major life challenge, is having that successful love life, because that drive and determination of the Four of Clubs, it masks a desire to be accepted by others. That same acceptance,
uh-huh.
A lot of times he finds difficulty in giving himself. And in other cases, his desire for success competes with the desire for love and affection. And in his later years of life, it's often the most successful, and he can end up with much, financial, a lot, opulence, wealth, whatever, protection. And they collectively, they're the keepers of knowledge. It's like he's a keeper of knowledge to us. He
uh-huh.
shows that information has a practical value, and we can be happy and successful by applying what we have right under our noses. But the flip side, his relationship stuff, it can manifest in many ways. This need for affection that he has is a major issue in his life, and that combined with that restlessness, and that he's got actually a fear of commitment in some cases,
uh-huh.
Can be the cause for untold painful relationships. It's not true of all of them, but the basic love karma is good. If he can find a partner that appreciates a little space, he's happier. But he needs to be watch out to being attracted of those, to people who are. He's got this really kind of say hip. Flip and kind of hidden side, maybe. He kind of likes the low ball. He kind of likes the low reputation morality stuff. It's like, but he really, because he's a Virgo, that's something you really keep under wraps. It's like, especially Jewish. It's like, if he's choosing to try to operate on that lower side, it's like he can be one of the most romantic but dishonest people, lovers in the
uh-huh.
deck, or they attract people who are the same. Many are artists or, have a lot of creativity in a creative field, or it's like, he'll have really creative business ideas type of stuff. Some of the other thing here is that planetary ruler, it gives him a lot of success with work and finances. He's got an ability to find the right people to help him achieve his goals, and he's not lazy. He's bound to have some really prosperous cycles in his life, much more so than, like the quote, average person. He's got that keen and logical mind that he depends on for a lot of his success, but in that personal relationship, again, his logic is more of a hindrance than a help. And again, that inner desire that he's got for love and affection competes with that ambition he's got in work, and it seems to really have difficult. He's got a lot of difficulty having satisfaction in both areas at the same time. And in general, he would focus more on his work, where it's easier for him to manage, because emotionally, he's got a lot of work to do. He's also got to watch out for some fixed principles about love or marriage that causes him, once he gets in a bad relationship, he might stay there, but, at the same time, it might, the things that he's going, keep him, like you say, kind of keep him out of relationships. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's where he's stuck. He's stuck in 1995 with his first wife and his bad relationship with his children, his older children. He doesn't really have any really good relationship even with his mother. His mother's still alive. And so I've had to deal with, well, you're Christian just like my ex, and you have the same similarities, and I was painted with the same brush. It was like,
and that's when you go, well, why did you pick a Christian person? There's a Jewish dating site, honey.
Right. And,
dating.com, come on.
So we sat there and talked, and he was like, was looking at this and looking at that, and I'm like, are you really serious? So I was like, well, maybe we can become friends. But he took me to another place.
He likes the debate. He wants to debate with somebody. It's like, and what he wants to do is he wants to show, he wants to be right in everything.
Right.
It's like, The downside of that is, like, I'm sorry, it's like for us, it's like, Christ and Messiah. I mean, Christ was a Jew. It's like, there's no
right.
getting around that one, but it's like he was also the Messiah, and that's where, they missed him. It's like, and people who are Messianic, it's like, boy, I'll tell you what, you want to start a big fight, introduce a regular Jew to a Messianic person. It's like, watch the fireworks and watch out.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I can believe that. He doesn't like the Orthodox Jews.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, I mean, he has this, it's preference. He's, like I said, he's very intelligent. Very intelligent.
It shows that. It's like, yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's very intelligent, but he's also a doctor, and his bedside manner needs a lot to be desired.
Oh, boy. He's a medical doctor.
He's a medical doctor. So he thinks he knows everything.
Hey, honey, you need a refresher course. Oh, boy. Yeah.
And, yes, he is rude. He is very rude. He is very rude to his patients.
Surprised he's still in business. Shoot.
Well, the thing is, he went bankruptcy. He has $1 million lawsuit against him.
So
he has a lot of financial. It was when I found out about the baby that I found out that his financials was in the dump. There's no way of possible he would have to move in with me. I was the one that he's like, oh, you don't have this, you don't have that. And I pop up, I get a new car, I get my house, I get this. It's like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be able to do this. I'm this. And he was trying to manipulate where he would move in, and just it was just really
and
weird.
And make you
like,
feel like he was doing you a favor to do it.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And I said, I don't understand. What is the problem? And then I said, only thing I want to do is love you. And he says, oh, I love that you love me. You remind me of my bubby. And she loved me unconditional. And you do the same thing. So what do? You turn around and smack me in the face for being the person that you say you want. And then punish me because he's like, oh, well, I said, you know what? I want to apologize the way I reacted to you. And he thought I was being subservient and in his mind because I came and I was offering. I said, I don't want anything more. I just want us to be friends. And he was like, oh, well, okay. So he turned around and made that and made it a really bad thing. Like, oh, you're apologizing. Okay, in my mind, I thought he said, oh, she's a sucker here. So here I go. I'm going to sock it to her again. And he said, that's one step in the right direction. You apologize. And I said, are you serious?
No.
I was like, I said, you know what, dude? I'm just trying to help you.
And you
want
to continue this relationship because why?
No, because I know that he has a lot to learn. Oh, he's just keep away from him. He has a lot to learn. And I know
are you really sure you want to take on this job as being the teacher?
I believe in a way at a distance I can. I'm at a distance, but we deal with each other in business because we're in the same business field. Because I'm a chef, and I heal people with by way of food. And he does other stuff. So I really said, just see where it goes. I want him to realize that there are people out there that love, and I just know he has
he's got a lot of issues
shield.
To learn. Wow.
Right. He has a little boy shield, and he doesn't know how to get out of it because he's experienced in his 50-something years of life that everybody around him has been either to get him or impressed by him being a doctor or, they want his money.
He's coming close on to he's 2 years within being 60. It's like, he needs to, if he's ever going to grow up, now would be a good time.
I would think so. I think so, but I don't really think he gets it, and he's just.
How old is the little girl? How old is that?
She's seven.
Oh my goodness. And he is single parenting this child? It's like, why did
mom? Grandchild. It's his grandchild that, like I said, he doesn't have a great relationship with his children.
How did he end up with a grandchild? Who hated their child enough to wish that off? I'm sorry.
Well, they had no other choice. They were his children are not in the best of light. They don't do the best of things, so the children was being taken from him. Taken from his children. So, and I said, I understand.
Better to have him with somebody in the family? It's like,
right. So I kind of understand. Why they did that. But he was even playing with them before he adopted her. So now, to make him feel young, it's not his granddaughter, it's his daughter. And I laugh, and I was like, it's an ego thing.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I'm looking for a wife. No, you're looking for Mother
you're
Mary.
Looking for kind of you're looking for a sugar mama kind of sort of really is
right.
What you're looking for.
That's I thought that too. You're not going to find that. You got to grow up, and you got to look and see, what do you want? What do you really want in life? And I said, okay, so I leave him where he is, and I just wish him love and light, and that, you know, that when we get together in business, that he is not so rude, because he is downright actually rude and has thrown pamphlets. I mean, he's really immature. When we were arguing, he was like, well, I can speak louder. I said, you can't speak louder? The other part of my Libra just was not going to let him go there. And I flashed back until I was 22. It's like, okay, well, you know what she like and come from? My 22 anger field, and you really don't want to mess with her. I told you that a while ago. I said, oh, that only comes out for my children when I'm the lioness. And she went, and he basically turned red and shut down. Like,
oh boy,
I don't believe she said that. And he was very hostile.
Wow.
Very hostile.
I was going to say, I kind of like to visit with you more about this.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to give you a couple numbers here. It's like, and I would encourage you to call back on the show tomorrow. Jethro is going to be on.
Okay.
But, you know, if you want to visit with me a little bit, I'm at 719-289-4907. That's, I have an answering space there. Or if you want to email me, I'm at kcbirthcards@gmail.com.
Awesome.
So it's like, yeah, I'd like to kind of go through a little more of this, because, like, man, there's some transformations. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, here in the connections and stuff. And it's like, and the format we have here is like, you know, these are kind of miniature, which is like, you know, kind of supposed to be kind of on the short side here,
right?
For the, you know, for air and stuff. But, you know, and sometimes too, it's like there you know, you get into stuff that you don't necessarily want to talk on the air. So
right.
So there's either that, or you can also, if you want, you know, it's like after you talk with Jethro tomorrow, you can also schedule personal time with him. He's at www.jethro, just like, you know, Jethro the Beverly Hillbillies, or JethroSmith, I know, yeah, JethroSmith.net. But no, don't let that fool you. It's like, he's actually been rated, he's in the top 10, he's one of the top 10 psychics in America, and he's one of the top 50 in the world. It's like,
wow,
he's gone through all those tests and stuff. So the guy's really good. You know,
it's
okay. Like, he hasn't been real public with what he's done for a while, but he and Kay Smith finally got their, they have a book out called Living in the Psychic Realm. And it's like, it's available at Barnes & Noble's. It's Balboa Press. But yeah, it's like, he's really good. He's really good at what he does. And it's like, it's a callback. I know he'll be on tomorrow. Not sure what time zone you're in. I know it's noon Rocky Mountain time, and it's like 2 o'clock Florida time, and 11 o'clock California time. So wherever you fall in those time zones, give a call back, and, you know, we'll visit some more about that, or, like, say, you know, email me or whatever, and, like, we'll discuss that some more, because, yeah, there's a lot, you know, from what you're telling me, it's like there's a lot going on here. It's like, I'm kind of concerned about the little girl there, kind of caught in the middle. It's like, if you know her birthday, I kind of like to do some looking with stuff, you know, there too. So,
right.
But anyway,
definitely.
But thank you very much for calling in today. Really, really appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Bye for now. All righty. Let's see. And thank you guys for holding and being patient here. We have 307 online with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on with Psychics Gone Wild. This is Kelly. I do birth card readings. What would you like to look at today?
I don't know, kind of just see where my past's going. I've had a rough, past year.
All righty, sounds good. Let me get your name and your month, day, and your birth.
Okay, my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine,
and
cool.
My birthday month is September, and the year is 1993.
1993, and then what was the date?
The 15th.
15th, okay. 9/15, very Virgo. Okay, I'll remember Jasmine because that's my older daughter's name. Okay, and let me make sure, let me read this back here. So I've got 9/15 of 1993, is that right?
Yes.
All righty, sounds good. Well, let's see what's going on for you. All righty. Oh, wow, I see why you're having issues going on. Okay, you got a 9 of Clubs birth card and a 9 of Spades planetary ruling card. That's a lot of 9s. Wow, that's every year for you is like high school graduation. It's like you're here to complete stuff and do stuff, you know, with completion. It's like, and it's what they say about, you know, 9s generically is the fact that every year. Every year feels like that high school graduation where it's like, you know, you're finishing up something, one door closes, another door is opening, but it's like you came here to really complete a lot of things. So it's like your life is going to kind of feel like graduation all life, you know, all your life it's going to feel like you're graduating from one place to another place.
Okay.
My goodness. Wow. Let's see. We'll have a look at this. It's like it's still can't get out a report here. It's like a lot of times these are, they end up being like 30, 34, 35, 36 page reports. And it's like, of course, I only go over just, you know, just a little bit of them. It's like, and then, you know, we have options of, you know, you can either contact us off air or call back because we're here. We're here every day. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We're on at noon Rocky Mountain time, which is a, I'm going to cheat because I know 307 is Wyoming because I'm from Colorado.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. So you can check us out there at noon every day, except on Mondays. Mondays they do a 9 o'clock in the morning show, and on, I think it's Sundays. Sundays they do a 3 o'clock in the afternoon show.
Okay,
let's see here. Let's see what you got going here for some of this. It's kind of... going to kind of look a little bit at your, okay, yeah, as a 9 of club, it's called your card of universal knowledge. You're the giver of knowledge. It's a card of expanded consciousness, and it can also be a card of negative thinking. So it's like, you know, you really have to, I mean, if you haven't seen that movie called The Secret or read the book by Rhonda Byrne, you might really want to check that out. So any individual, you know, you with here with this with 9 of clubs, you're really working on both of those factors. You've got the expanded consciousness, and you're really having to deal with some negative stuff. Just, you know, and a lot of times it's like, you know, a lot of times you can be your own worst enemy, and you'll shoot yourself in the foot, you know, or cut off your nose to spite your face type of thing. So it's like, that's where we want to get you out of. Let's get you on the upward spiral, not the downward. You've got to let go of a lot of negative mental patterns or accumulated stuff, you know, if you're into the past life stuff, you know, or if you're, you know, you believe we've been here before or whatever, because you got access to an inherent power. There's a lot who, you know, who have this, and they reach the very heights of recognition. Let's see. You're here to end like a major cycle in your soul's development, a completion that, you know, could see you, you know, getting wealth of knowledge to the world. It's like, you got some debts to be paid, especially to those people like, you know, people who are like Queen of Hearts, and to your own families. But once you kind of get those debts, and I don't mean financial necessarily, it's like, you know, there's emotional things or things from, you know, from the past. You can proceed to with your, it's called a cosmic task of enlightening the world. Financially, you're always assisted by diamond men, and you'll do well to have your own business if you don't let the pursuit of money spoil your spiritual values. And one of the most misquoted things we have is, It's not that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. So make that distinction, because if you really look at some of the things that were there, it's like, you know, the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's like, you look what that guy, you know, the Good Samaritan did for the guy. It's like, you know, he put him up in a motel of the day. It's like he had the doctor come out and look at him. It's like, imagine what that would cost us today. So it's like this guy, you know, the Good Samaritan had some financial means. So it's like, you know, having money is not a bad thing. It allows you to accomplish things in the world. Some of your life challenges revolve around honesty and integrity. You can get involved with people who are not so high in those areas, you know, with that honesty and integrity, and that can pull you down. So you need to learn to focus your mental power and stick to a philosophy that's going to kind of guide you through the ups and downs of your life. In relationships, 9 of Clubs is a very, very loving card. You actually, you know, like romance more than marriage. And sometimes, you know, it's like you're really young yet, so it's like some of this, you know, extramarital affair stuff is not going to apply to you at this point. You're also, when you have children, you're very devoted to your children. You are kind of destined, they said, to have one or more very challenging relationships in your life. You need to, you know, kind of grow up, learn about the responsibilities involved in a true partnership. And those are really hard. It's like it's kind of like running a business. People who go into business, you know, what they'll tell you in business school is like, you know, you got to be prepared to go broke the first year, you know, of business. And that's really kind of true in, you know, in a relationship. It's like, you know, you go and you get married. That first year of marriage, you know, first year relationships are really hard because here's two totally, you know, individual people trying to combine their lives together. And that's why, you know, a lot of things break down that first year if you don't enter that with a lot of consciousness. You've got a lot of high love ideals. You can be really romantic to the extreme. The problem comes of, you know, those really lovely romantic dreams can come crashing down on the rocks of reality, like when you're whitewater rafting, and kind of misplace, you know, those hopes and dreams, and you kind of, you know, you suffer. You suffer as a result of that. Your nine of spades is a planetary ruler. Gives you kind of, you're a kind-hearted, giving person. You're one who understands suffering that people have to go through in this life. Others may come to talk to you about their problems, you know, to be consoled, kind of counseling stuff. You're really a giver, and it seems that when you do things, you know, if you do things motivated by selfish stuff, it comes back to snap you, like right away, that rubber band comes back. You might have experienced some personal losses in your life. Your own health might be a concern from time to time. This lifetime, you're learning to disassociate yourself from your personal concerns and kind of adopt a more universal view of life. You're going to have some profound spiritual awakenings that are going to open up new doors of understanding and experience for you. So, you know, you've got a lot of good stuff coming here. And you're young. It's like, my goodness. you got a lot of good career influences this year. Because of where your birth card is at this year, there's opportunities for you to achieve a larger recognition, you know, of work. And it's like, and I'm not going to say flipping burgers at McDonald's. You know, that's not what it is. It's like, but there's another book out there called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. So it's like, you know, when you put your heart and passion and soul into doing something that you really like, eventually the money trail is going to follow you, because it's like people who are passionate about doing stuff, you know, those little rectangular things with the numbers on them usually follow you along somewhere. But of course, you know, if you're not career business minded, that won't have a lot of effect. But if you're trying to get more recognition or wish to become better known, this is a really good year when some of those dreams will come true. Let's see. People, you know, just kind of start to pay more attention to what you're doing. You could achieve some kind of award or just, you know, become more recognized in whatever field you choose. And as a club, it's like there's a really cool thing with the clubs. The clubs people are called the scholars of the deck. And it's like, so basically anything that you want to learn, that you choose to learn, that you really, you know, want to go heart and soul into, you are likely to have a, you know, really good amount of success with that. So it's like, you know, and likely that you found it's like, you know, when you really apply yourself to learning stuff, you learn it really easy. It's like, you know, one of the jokes is, you know, it's like a clubs person is like you can be a rocket scientist and a brain surgeon and do really well at both. And so you have a lot of stuff, you know, coming out that is, you know, really, really looking positive there. Let's see. Your long range. Oh, wow. Okay, that explains a lot. Okay. You've got the Seven of Diamonds as your long range this year. You're going to learn some valuable lessons about money and its role in your life. There's going to be some challenging circumstances because anytime you hit the sevens, they're always the cards of faith, you know, whatever, and it kind of really lets you look at where you stand in relation to diamonds are about money, but the deeper one is about values. It's like you're going to get a chance to really look at not just your finances, but you're also going to get a look to, you know, what is really important to me. And, of course, you know, like I say, where you're at, it's like the biggest changes people go through are between the ages of 18 and 22. And it's like, and that's why they say, you know, a lot of times that, you know, teen marriages fail, because it's like, you know, you go through this whole metamorphosis. It's like the butterfly, you know, it's like the caterpillar crawling into the cocoon, and it's like, you know, making their cocoon, and when you come out, you're a butterfly. So it's like, and you make that kind of metamorphosis and change, you know, so in the next 4 years, it's like you're going to have a lot of changes. You're going to have a lot of changes in your life, and it's like, that's why this is kind of like a, you know, a really good time if you're interested in schooling and stuff. Go to school, get an education, you know, do something, you know, get an area that you can really, you know, feel drawn to. You know, you think, you know, hey, you know, I could do my life doing this, you know, whatever. And, you know, really look at that and kind of decide, you know, and this is where free will comes in. It's like really decide, you know, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? Because, you know, if you look at it and go, just pretend I'm going to live to be 100, you know, what do I want to do with the next 82 years of my life? You know, kind of one of those. So it's like, you know, kind of sit down and do some goal setting for yourself. And it, you know, kind of asks you this question. It's like, are you feeling prosperous or are you feeling impoverished? Because that Seven of Diamonds is going to put that inner state in front of you so you can see how your inner states are the source of your external reality. If you find yourself up against financial problems, you know, of one sort or another, you kind of ask yourself if you're in a state of fear or in a state of relaxation about money and things in your life. And like I say, if you haven't watched The Secret, take some time to watch that and read that. It's like the book offers, the movie's really nice to watch, but it's like the book offers some more specific stuff that it's kind of, you know, there's always things in books that movies don't always cover. With that influences, you can have a lot of material success once you adopt this inner attitude of prosperity and gratitude, and they call that the attitude of gratitude. You could have, you know, really a direct and powerful influence of being provided for and taken care of by the universe, and that under this it's really an auspicious and spiritual influence. And this particular card has also been called the Millionaire's Card, and that's how powerful that effect is once you've adopted that attitude of prosperity. So your keyword for this year, your keywords is like, and these are the ones I say, you know, these are like, write these down on your 3x5 index cards and, you know, tape them on your bathroom mirror and read them every day. But this year you are learning that prosperity is a state of mind and that gratitude attracts wealth and that you appreciate all that you have. It's like, you know, if you're living in a house and not in your car, there's something to be grateful for, you know, one of those kind of things. It's like, you know, appreciate really what you got in life. Your Pluto card this year, this is King of Diamonds, and one of your major goals is going to achieve, you want to achieve more prosperity. You might want to, you know, look at starting your own business or taking a leadership position in a company, because that King of Diamonds is the card of a successful business owner. And actually, I've got really good, you know, if people are really entrepreneurial, it's like I know of a young lady down in Fort Collins that is only 23, and she is financially independent and essentially retired. It's like she and her family are currently getting like over 20 grand a month residual income. So it's like if that's not retired, I don't know what is, you know. And she started out when she was only 18. She signed up in this business, and it's like they worked. It's like it's network marketing, emphasis on the work. But it's like that's where they're at in only, you know, 1921, 2, 3, 5 years, literally in 5 years. It's like they are retired. But somehow you're either wanting to be more like a person who's got their own business, just having something to do like with a person. You know, it's like it's very challenging. In either case, you're the one being challenged to deal with where you're at financially or in the realm of business experience and success. And you might have been thinking about starting your own business, you know, or whatever, and this might be a, you know, really good year to pursue it. And you just need, you know, to just, you know, if you're thinking about starting your own business and it's a major topic, just get clear about where you want to go and what you want to do. And then that result card kind of talks about that. Your result card is the Queen of Diamonds. So you got the King and the Queen both. And it indicates that somehow as a result of this year's challenges, you're going to attain prosperity and success in business. You know, don't allow yourself to be lured into a false sense of values. A Queen of Diamonds is the one that brings the higher values to others. Another important role you might end up playing before your next birthday. You know, you're going to have challenges in business any time. But along the way, ultimately, you would be very successful in your own business. And for women, this could indicate, you know, starting your own business this year. It's really a powerful indicator. You could end up with some, you know, partnership with another woman in the diamond suit. Okay, and your keywords for that one is, I create financial prosperity while maintaining a higher set of values and keeping money in its proper place in your life. So it's like, again, that, you know, it's money is not the root of all evil, you know, neither are guns, you know, it's like guns don't kill people, people do. So it's like, you know, money's not the root of all evil, it's that love of it is. Your environment card is, wow, Seven of Spades, and it could be where you experience more personal freedom, from any health concerns or work. It's one of the most powerful spiritual cards in the deck, and you could have some really powerful and direct experiences of a higher nature. It's a card of faith, and that of proceeding ahead in our life with what we know is our own true path, and, you know, without being concerned about physical considerations or, you know, really being overly worried about that. Also, you've got the King of Clubs as your displacement, and it could be a year of great mental accomplishment if you're ready to take on that position of leadership and responsibility. It's like, man, it's really, really going for you on the leadership responsibility stuff. It's a good year to strike out on your own and find your best individual expression of your nature. Some really good things could come working partnerships, and home life could be particularly enjoyable if you set your sights high, if you get those goals. you could achieve more recognition for your work or achieve a promotion of some kind or, you know, just, you know, start a business and make it fly. And with all that being said, it's like, what in particular, you know, is going on that, you know, you kind of wanted to ask about?
I left my son's dad last year to get ready to be a year, and I don't know, I just kind of got out on my own, and I don't know. So,
it's been a hard
year. I don't know. Yeah, just wondering where I was headed.
Which direction? It's like this, well, you know, this is one of those years where it's like you can head in any direction you want with a pretty, you know, pretty good amount of success. It's just like, boy, and I want to say, I'm trying to think of some of the really good self-help things. It's like I said, have you seen that movie or read the book, you know, called The Secrets by Rhonda Byrne? Have you ever, you know, read or heard of those?
No.
You haven't? Okay. If you've got a Hastings, I'm not sure, you know, which direction you're at there. It's like if you've got a Hastings or Barnes & Noble or, you know, maybe check out Amazon.com, something like that, or even local library. A lot of times libraries will have stuff for interlibrary loans. Go see if you can, you know, like rent, you know, check out the DVD or, you know, check out the book and just, you know, take a little time and read it. And it's like it'll kind of give you some direction in the sense of, you know, clarify where you want to go, you know, kind of look at, you know, what do I want to, you know, what do I want to do? It's like, you know, seriously, if I'm going to, you know, just play that pretend game. It's like, if I'm going to live to be 100, what do I want to do for the next 82 years of my life? You know, it's like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What are your passions in life? Yeah, I mean, you know, you might be an awesome jewelry maker. You know, you might have talents you never thought of, whatever. It's like, you know, you may want to go back and go into nursing or doctoring or, you know, be a homeopath or, you know, homeopathic doctor, naturistic doctor or, you know, veterinarian, something like that. But it's like figure out where your particular interests are, because really and truly what you've got going for you is that you will do well whenever you choose to decide what you want to do. And it's like you're one of the cards with, you know, very self-directed.
Okay.
It's like I don't know if that's helping any or not, but it's just like, you know, kind of sit down and get clear about where you want to go and what you want to do and what you want to be, because you got life, you know, ahead of you. It's like, and that's awesome.
Yeah. And I was just wondering about like a relationship that I'm in.
Okay.
Like, where is that going to go?
Where is that going to go? Let's see here. I'm just kind of looking back through your year here. You've got Mercury. Let's see. You've been through Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and you're just finishing up. Let's see. What is today? Today's the 9th. Today's the 10th. You're just, oh, wow. You're just finishing up your Jupiter period, which started February 19th, and it goes through until April 12th. And the two cards you had in that is like you had the Queen of Clubs, or Queen of Hearts and the Four of Hearts, both of which are kind of called the marriage and relationship cards. So it's like I'm not surprised that, you know, you'd be kind of in that and where this is going. Looking ahead to your Saturn period, your Saturn is the next one that you're into for April 12th to like about June 3rd. And that gives you the Eight of Diamonds and the Two of Diamonds. And it's like typically Jupiter is a really good, you know, influence. It's the kind of the planet of expansion. You know, a lot of good things come in. Like, right, you got, okay, a lot of blessings in there, right. So you've had some really positive things happening. I kind of want to look ahead at the Saturn for what's coming up. You've got the Eight of Diamonds, like I said, in that Saturn. It represents a large sum of money, and that it could be through illness, death, or loss of another, like an inheritance, or just through hard work, or the money somehow could be connected to death, hospitals, healing, something like that. It could also mean meeting a doctor. You might have to work really hard under less ideal conditions, you know, but you can be successful. Again, it's like this is really a money year for you and business. But it's a card of overcoming illness and undesirable influence through patience and perseverance. And it's a really strong card in the sense that, you know, if there's anything negative or challenging, it's like the eight overcomes it. You've also got the Two of Diamonds in your Saturn period coming up. Golly, again. And it says you might have a money dealer partnership that goes sour or one that causes burdens or restrictions. It could be a partnership with an older authority figure, but success comes through sustained effort in the union of interests. Under Saturn, your partnerships might have an element of fate, karma, or illness. And it's like, so it's not really, golly, it's not really talking about relationships as much as it is, man, you just, like I said, this is just, you know, finance year for you. Let's see, got some other folks here. We got a little bit of time left. We've got a few other callers. Tell you what I'd really like, Jasmine, what I'd like to have you do is, if you'll write, do you have access to the internet? You have a computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Just email me at K, it's capital K, capital C, and it's capital B for birth and capital C for cards. So it's kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Just, you know, shoot me a real quick email real quick, because I kind of like to go through with this, you know, go through with some of the stuff with you, you know, a little bit more kind of like author and stuff when we got a little more time to do detail stuff. Also call back tomorrow, because Jethro, he's our master psychic. He is going to be on at noon. It's like, you know, like I say, on Wyoming time, it's like noon on, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And he's going to be on tomorrow. And just, you know, he has a lot more his gift is totally different than mine. That's why we counsel, we don't compete. But, you know, give a call back and just kind of see what you get, you know, what you get from him. It's like, and then, you know, so hopefully, you know, it would be something where you'd have a time or opportunity to call back again, because I would. I'd really like to, you know, like say, email me. You can also email him. His is psychicjethro@aol.com. And or you could visit his website at www.jethrosmith.net, because he does do like personal readings and stuff for people. So with that being said, it's like, please do. It's like, you know, keep in contact with us, and we'll kind of see what's, you know, going on with this. Because it's like, man, you got a lot of possibilities out there. So it's like, you know, let's take advantage of some of them for the year for you. And it's like, you know, not just in relationship, but it's like, you know, you have some really ability to be, you know, a really good businesswoman if you want to be.
Okay.
Which would be really cool. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in, and we'll hopefully talk with you again.
All right. Thank you.
You betcha. Have a good one. Talk to you later. All righty. And thank you very much. Area code 832, you're going to be the last one we take today. I got 4 minutes for you here. I'm so sorry. It's like we shifted our times on these, and it's like we go from noon to 2. But let me get your name and get your birth date and see what we can answer for you today.
Sure. It's Melissa, and my birthday is 3/11/74. We spoke last week, Kelly.
Oh, okay, yes, okay. Let's see, let me get that. Okay, 3/11 of, 74, Melissa, all righty. Sounds good. Yeah, I know, I should start writing things down. It's like, but yeah, I was going, I recognize a voice. It's like, I don't always get names real well, but I'm good at voices. Right. Oh, yeah, you're my double queen. It's like, right, you're the queen of diamonds with the queen of spades. That's right, all right. Okay, so how's things going this last week?
well, things are going okay. I had a question, though. You had said that, this is what I kind of wanted to focus on, that one of my wishes this year was going to come to play, and it had something to do with finances. And I wanted to see how that was going to turn out. Like, how's this supposed to happen?
How's this supposed to happen? Wow.
Yeah.
How do I make this happen? Have you seen The Secret? Where Joe Vitale is like, you know, he kind of says, you know, it's like, we don't know how it's going to happen. We just visualize that end result, and it's like somehow or other the universe just creates those stepping stones for us to go through. And it's like, really and truly, it's like a lot of times, you know, I can't tell you, I mean, honestly, you know, Jethro might have some more insight on this, but it's like as the how-tos, you know, and how exactly, you know, it's like, you know, you do I take step A, B, C, D, it's like, man, it's like, I, you know, that's not, I'll be really upfront, that is not my gift. It's like sometimes it's like, you know, how is it going to happen? It's like, man, it's like I'm, you know, I'm not sure, because, you know, a lot of things that play in, it's like, you know, there's just, you know, like different circumstances, different, you know, different. And it's like, this is where, you know, kind of the I'll just say the off-air reading really gets to more of that, because it's like, and I promote Jethro in these, because, okay, right, you're the philanthropist card. Okay, let's see here. Let me take a look here.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm going to see if I can get the puppies chirping in the background here too, real quick, just a moment. Sorry about that. Let's see, because, yeah, I remember, it was like, yeah, I remember you, because, like, I don't get a lot of people who are double queens.
That's really nice.
Okay, let's see. You got a real spiritual path in life, okay, relationships. It wasn't looking at the relationships. It's like your planetary ruler. The planetary ruler, the hardworking, you know, the hardworking person. You care for others in a really motherly sort of way. Okay, 38. Okay, that wish fulfilled because of that Jupiter. Okay. Oh, nuts, and we got 90 seconds. Rats. My email, my Gmail, my whatever it is, it's like, give me, you know, write me a quick one. If you have access, internet access, you can either write me at kcbirthcards @gmail.com or give me a call back. My work phone is 719-289-4907. Because I do. I want to say, you know, I want to take some time with this. And it's like, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to, 60 seconds, thank you. Not sure I'm going to be able to answer, you know, like some of the precise, you know, this is exactly precisely, you know, you're going to step on this rock and turn this doorknob, you know, and do that kind of stuff. It's like, it doesn't precisely do that, you know, do that kind of thing. Let's see. What I can look at is long-range stuff. Okay, displacement, environment. Let's see. I want to see where you're at in terms of... Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, you just had your birthday on the 11th. Okay, and we are into... Yeah, okay, and that goes to May 6th. Okay, your Mercury comes through. It's like, and you're looking for a relationship or finances because you're... Okay, right now where you're at in your Mercury, you got that 7 of diamonds. 10 seconds, okay. We get the NASA countdown right now. We're on 10 seconds. Give me a call, though. Give me a call, like either, you know, either on the phone or a Gmail, or it's like, or like I say, Jethro will be on tomorrow at noon. It's like, or, you know, the same time frame, like noon to 2 Rocky Mountain time. But it's like you do have some stuff here. Venus, your Mars. I'm going to look at the Jupiter. Your Jupiter stuff is, it's a 7 of clubs and 5 of spades. And it might be, you know, so it might be something coming a little bit later in the year, because that Jupiter starts like about in the middle of August. So it's like, I mean, it's what's really cool is like, you know, we're getting you right at the beginning of the year. So it's like, and I want to take some time and make some time and, you know, and go through some of this with you, because it's like, yeah, I remember we kind of didn't have a lot of time last time either. It's like going, rats, call in earlier.
Okay. So you want me to call 719-289-4907.
Yeah, and just leave me a message, and we'll get back to you, because it's my message phone.
Okay, no problem. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for so much for calling back. And again, like I say, you know, call in tomorrow, too, and talk with Jethro a little bit, because he's really good with the who, what, when, where, why, and, you know, step on this rock and turn that doorknob type of person, you know.
I can see that. Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a good one. Thanks for talking with us.
Bye.
All righty. Well, we are officially kind of like off the air here, so it's like they are cutting us down. And thank you guys all for calling in today. Appreciate it. And we will see you on the airwaves next go-round. Have a good one, and thank you so much.